Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
The NutriMedical Report. We have Josh Bernstein on here. I did an amazing show, 46-minute post-third hour show on Friday with Gary Richard Arnold, who did a lot of background research on Blasey Ford and the cabal behind her, and the very bad information, which I just saw on Drudge, that the White House expanding the probe is probably going to find some very bad stuff on the dark side that actually was involved here, like we did. When we posted up a 46-minute Vimeo, when we did a expose on this third hour in 46 minutes with all the documents to support this, we found a number of data points regarding Blasey Ford. Number one, she is a psychologist who did work at Stanford University under Dr. Melges, who worked on the MKUltra mind control program, which also makes the drugs, of course, that makes mind control drugs, as well as mifepristone, the abortion pill. And she did eight different papers. We also found out that Blasey Ford's brother worked until 2004 at Fusion GPS. Her father worked in the CIA in a special division in his own company called Redcoats. So when you go on and on and on, and there's 46 minutes of this, we've had between YouTube and Vimeo almost 3,000 hits since Friday. Watching the videos and actually seeing the expose, which you're not going to find in Fox News or elsewhere. So I want Josh and his brilliance, geopolitical brilliance, to tell us what's going on and where this thing is going to go by the end of the week. And apparently they said it could be wrapped up as early as tomorrow, is what is on the news. I was heard from Scott Adams, who's actually in the hearing. He thinks it'll be wrapped up by Wednesday. So Josh, what's your analysis of the situation?
Well, I think by the end of the week, for sure, maybe Wednesday or Thursday, from what I have heard. Look, the thing we have to worry about here is not necessarily new allegations coming up, but Barack Obama's weaponized intelligence community planting some kind of evidence or giving immunity to someone that said one thing if they'll switch their story around. I just don't trust the intelligence community. Again, most of it is still Barack Obama's appointees. So that's one thing that I worry about. The second thing is that it's possible that Maryland may open up their own investigation. And who knows what can happen with that. So
I do. I'm a forensic investigator, okay? So I've had experience with this. And I'm a board-certified examiner for the BIMI as well as Stony Brook Legal Medical Legal Center. The facts are, when you have no corroborating evidence or witnesses, you have no forensic kit, you have no sperm and therefore DNA, you don't even know the place of the building and so on, the police won't even start an investigation. They can't. There's nothing to go on. And even the affidavits they're already given would be a five-year penalty if they lied to the FBI or the Senate committee. So face-to-face is good, but they're not going to get anything more. And even if they tried to turn a witness, the witness would have to have corroborating evidence and show that it was some factual things like where was the building. And then cross-examine Blasey Ford. This is obviously an inserted memory in her, which probably could date back to 2012 when Romney was a candidate. And the top of his list was Kavanaugh, because he's probably the most qualified judicial expert and brilliant genius in this, probably in the last 100 years. And the guy is, obviously you can tell from his behavior and his rage at this situation, he actually was, to me, considerably controlled, considering the kind of things they're destroying. Because even if he gets nominated, he may never teach basketball again for girls. He may never teach at Harvard University anymore. He may be constantly have his daughters harassed for decades after this. And there'll always be people that think that the investigation didn't go far enough because of Blasey Ford and the other nutballs, accusations against him. So he's already been destroyed. The only thing that might come positive out of this is afterward he may get nominated, but it'll be a squeaker. Because the Democrats, I call the demon rats, and so does Judge Pirro on Fox News now. I don't know if you heard from me or she's just a co-genius. But let me tell you, she's a smart lady. She should be the next Supreme Court Justice after Kavanaugh, shouldn't she?
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, actually, I would put her as Attorney General. She would be a fantastic Attorney General.
Wouldn't she?
Look, Rachel Mitchell, the absolutely horrible sex crimes investigator from Maricopa County, Arizona, even she put out a report that basically said that there's no way at all that she would even go after or try to charge Brett Kavanaugh in this. So I don't understand why the Senate Judiciary Committee isn't using that as leverage to end this thing, to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that he is completely innocent of all of these charges, put this guy on the Supreme Court, and if this vote fails, and I hope and pray that it doesn't, maybe President Trump could nominate him instead for Attorney General.
I think so. One way or the other, Kavanaugh has to have
another,
a seat.
He should serve in the administration or on the Supreme Court, without a doubt.
Well, I think, to be honest with you, that what the Democrats have done is disgusting, and a lot of the Democrats I've heard and seen the tweets there while the Kavanaugh thing was going on, they're going to walk away from the Democratic Party. They say this new low is going to take a lot of Democrats and independents and move them toward the Trump train, aren't they?
I hope to God that is exactly what happened. Look, there's another report out, and I'm still gathering information on it, so I don't want to say that it's 100% accurate or not, but there's another report out that says that Dianne Feinstein may have paid for Ford's lawyer. If she did that, she's going to prison. At least 7 to 8 years, because that's U.S. Code 18, and that's obstruction of justice. And to imagine that she would obstruct justice that bad and literally plant evidence in a confirmation here, if it's true, again, if it's true, she's going to prison. And
wow,
that needs to be investigated.
Well, I think the White House expansion that's going to happen, the White House expansion is very likely going to look at the dark side of the Democratic Party and what they're doing here. And it says here, the White House is expanding the probe. Well, I guarantee it's on the side of Kavanaugh, although they're going to prove that there's no evidential things. Like, that's why if Blasey Ford really thought this was real and she's got this high position, contact the local authorities and see if they'll investigate it. I guarantee you, no forensic investigator, and I know because I was one as a medical doctor, would ever investigate this 36 years later with no evidence, no biological special kit, no statement to the parents or a friend, no corroborating evidential witnesses that have all said it didn't happen. Even one of her close friends said, I believe her. The woman was traumatized, probably by mind control. And we know already that witness evidence given under hypnosis means you can have false insertion of memories. Maybe she had a crush on this guy, and he never paid attention to her, and it turned into hatred. And the hatred, when she went through psychotherapy, inserted a memory in her mind because she doesn't connect it to anything else. She doesn't even know the building, how she got there, how she got 8 miles home when she couldn't drive. I mean, this is completely crazy what's going on here.
Well, look, I said probably a week ago that this is probably a situation that if they did know each other, which again, they're both saying that they, you know, that he's saying that he's never known her, knew about her or anything, but she's saying that obviously that she did. But let's just say that they did. It sounds like a jilted lover. It sounds like someone that liked him, but he was more interested in getting into Yale and keeping a clean profile and doing what he was supposed to do. And she was probably the sexual predator. I mean, if you look at that yearbook, you want to talk about yearbooks? Let's look at Christine Blasey Ford's yearbook, my goodness, from 1984. They talk about gold string G-strings, gold banded G-strings, male strippers, beer pong parties, all-night vendors. It's all in the yearbook. Now, the yearbook has been scrubbed off of line, and everything else about Ms. Ford has been taken offline. but there are proof of it. I did a video on it. Anyone can go see it. It's absolutely incredible that Brett Kavanaugh actually didn't fight back with that information.
Well, how could she have so much power over the... or the people around her that they could actually call the yearbooks for, I think, 3 or 4 years have been scrubbed. I mean, they had to go back to Halton Arms and actually scrub yearbooks. That's a pretty big deal. That's the kind of stuff that requires...
And like I said, I have seen the ones that haven't been scrubbed yet and had access to it, and I did a full report, a full video on it. And the things that they say in there, I mean, there's sexual predator behavior. There's a sexual culture at Halton Arms School. Clearly, the faculty were either in on it or just looked the other way, and the parents were buying ads in that yearbook knowing that they were printing this filth, this garbage.
Right. So, I've noticed that about Hollywood, though. And this school, Hollywood and this school are parallel, but they've tried to make women into sexual predators and the ones who try to force a relationship.
Kavanaugh is the victim.
Yeah.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
And we know that the Supreme Court nomination antics is an intelligence operation, what's going on there. And the way the Democrats have acted, all of them, not just some of them, every single one of them, some of them worse than others, like Cory Booker, even ignores the facts that all these evidential witnesses have made statements that could get them into prison for making lies to the FBI or the Senate committee. So Blasey Ford is, of course, a CIA undergraduate internship program at Stanford University, built by the notorious Stanford-connected psychiatrist Dr. Frederick T. Melges, M-E-L-G-E-S, involved in the MKUltra program. Dr. Blasey is unable to name the exact year it happened, and had to work on it to try to figure it out. Her not remembering where the incident took place and how she got home, her not being able to remember key details of the incident, her not remembering how the gathering came together the night of the incident, and her not telling anyone else about at the time. And she also was involved with experimentation with the CIA father. Ford's father, Ralph G. Blasey, a longtime OSS CIA operative, both during and after World War II, who ran the CIA's black budget operations under the direct command of the CIA counterintelligence chief James Jesus Angleton. 1985, Dr. Melges took into care the homeless woman Lois Lang, who assassinated CIA paymaster Nick Dick Deke, and then afterwards saw the CIA's black operations monies being controlled by Ralph G. Blasey Jr., who just happens to be the father of Christine Blasey Ford. This Manchurian candidate, Lois Lang, had been under the medical care of CIA own Stanford University psychiatric professor Dr. Frederick T. Melges. Under the psychiatric care, she traveled from Seattle to New York to carry out the assassination. Lois Lang is, Saran. Dr. Melges had not been working to create a CIA-funded mind-control MKUltra program, and she is working directly involved with this at Stanford. And Judge Kavanaugh, accusers Christine Blasey Ford, also remains able to teach under a CIA undergraduate internship program at Stanford University, the MKUltra program, mind control techniques discovered by Dr. Melges, which, by the way, uses drugs and hypnotism, which he went through. And CIA Black Money operative Robert G. Blasey Jr., Christine Blasey Ford, is the vice president of the business development of Redcoats, whose Emerald Security Services provides armed security for the deep state elites in Washington, D.C., that is overseen by Redcoats, Inc., co-founder and vice chairman of William P. F. Peel III, and whose data watch systems Peel III also controls, has U.S. government contracts staying till June 23, 2023, and provides U.S. defense and intelligence agencies with facility management systems to include accessories and repair parts, computerized systems for surveillance, monitoring, controlling, and signaling and reporting multiple functions. Ralph G. Blasey III, Christine Ford's brother, was formerly employed as D.C. offices at Baker & Holstein, LLP, and for 15 years was at Fusion GPS. I mean, this goes on and on and on and on. It's like, if you read these damn documents, which I'll post up this document that people can see on the show, on the Deagle Network. Damn it. This is a Manchurian candidate involved with mind control who said it was a final weapon to destroy Kavanaugh, the most qualified judge candidate we've had in 100 years.
But look, there's no question that this has been a setup right from the beginning. George Soros' fingerprints are all over this. The Open Society is all over this. The lawyer, Deborah Katz, is a longtime Democratic Party operative and has given tons of money.
Who was assigned by Feinstein, too. And possibly she was paid by Feinstein, even worse.
Yeah, and was recommended by Feinstein's associates, and her staffers recommended Deborah Katz. They also got involved with Ricky Seidman. Ricky Seidman is a well-known political hit woman who literally by herself is probably the one reason why Robert Bork is not on the Supreme Court right now.
Right.
Because she actually created all the hoopla about that and Borked him for all intents and purposes. And then she moved on to Anita Hill, and she was the advisor of Anita Hill. And she almost got Clarence Thomas taken off the court, or not put on the court to begin with. And here she is now as the hit woman, if you will, for Christine Ford against Brett Kavanaugh. This is a longtime Joe Biden assistant and associate. She's worked with the Democrats for years. Her name is Ricky Seidman. She's
right.
The one that was caught on video in July, on audio in July, saying that there will be a strategy that will emerge that will destroy Brett Kavanaugh. So this entire thing has been a hit job from day one, and there's no question about that. That is irrefutable.
It may have been weaponized as early as 2012 when she was in her psychiatric mind control hypnosis therapy sessions. I'll read a little bit more. Dr. Christine Blasey Ford, advanced educational training at Stanford University and the CIA-funded mind control brainwashing techniques developed by Stanford University psychiatric professor Dr. Frederick T. Melges. The main mission for the CIA was to develop new technologies for interrogation and torture, secondary applications going towards studying the possibility of causing highly suggestible subjects to do things, murders, couriers, testify falsely they wouldn't otherwise do, and of which they would have no memory in case they were caught. At the Stanford Research Institute, Dr. Melges' main area of research was drug-aided hypnosis, which, by the way, she went through. Dr. Christine Pussyhat Blasey Ford was part of the ACLU Anthony Romero Ford Foundation CFR Physicians Organization supporting the destruction of nations for a global world government. Dr. Christine Blasey Ford is additionally among the hundreds of medical professionals who signed onto a Physicians for Human Rights letter in June decrying the observe of separating youngsters from illegal aliens at the border and urging Trump administration to cease it. Dr. Deborah Katz, the attorney representing the woman who accusing Brett Kavanaugh of high school or sexual assault, is the vice chairman of the Project on Government Oversight, a group funded in large part by George Soros and Open Society Foundation, which you referenced. Please continue.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
But none of this stuff is coming out in the mainstream media.
Well, it's not going to come out, and I've sent this, by the way, to Fox News Twitter feed. I sent it over to Fox News Twitter feed, the videos. I don't get a call back from, Tucker Carlson or Hannity or any of these people. They don't want to talk to people like you or me because we're going to probe deeper and ask tougher questions, aren't we?
Well, that is typically the case, yeah. I mean, look, I think that, they're scratching the surface of some of this stuff, but they're not the information that we are getting, and they're not diving as deep as we are diving to get to the truth. And I think that there's a large component of the Republican Party and even the conservative media that doesn't want to get to the truth, and they just want to get to the surface, and they think that getting to the surface is going to be enough. Well, in the end, it won't be.
Even if Kavanaugh gets a nomination, this is going to haunt him for years. Even if he has judgments that the left doesn't like, they will actually try to call for legal action even after he's nominated and actually sitting in there making judgments, which are going to have three areas. Number one, constitutional republic, where the presidential rights to not be impeached through foolishness like Cory Booker if he doesn't like him.
Right.
Number two, it's going to probably result in the so-called opinion, which is not a settled law, of abortion rights regarding Roe versus Wade, to go back to the states. And number three, it's going to allow actually to get a real immigration law put in. It's not going to be struck down by the Supreme Court. It's going to allow us to have a Bracero II program and real immigration under control of the states and business rather than under the control of the leftists and the Wall Street bankers. That's what they're concerned about. And they also don't want nation states. If they could destroy America, they can have a new world order. Without America gone, there's no new world order, is there?
No, and that's the whole thing. America, as strong as we are, is...
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Welcome back. So please continue. I'm going to put this up and convert it to Vimeo and YouTube because I want people to understand this is if the FBI does investigation or expands it, they're going to find so much evidence of the deep state and these monsters, the swamp monsters, including Jeff Flake, who had a conservative voting record, but with DACA and the other things, he turned, but he's leaving government. So he's jumping off the government boat, being a senator, to try to probably get in some kind of agency or something where he can be a globalist. It's obvious when you're against proper immigration bills and DACA and everything, because Trump was being more than generous to even 1.7 million so-called DACA recipients, which most Republicans say, what are you talking about, Trump? He was being more generous, but yet it wasn't good enough. And then when they enforce the law, which, you know, if you're a criminal, you're going to separate the children and the parents, so they said, okay, we won't separate them anymore. So we're going to inter the kids with the parent while we process them to get them out of the country. And nothing that Trump does is good, is it? Nothing.
No, I've said this many times before. I mean, he could cure cancer tomorrow and rescue kittens from a burning building, and they'd still call him every single name in the book. That's the bottom line. Mm-hmm. But look, getting back to Jeff Flake, and this is an absolutely true statement, 100% accurate. Jeff Flake was born and raised in Snowflake, Arizona.
I'm
not joking.
Oh, no.
Born and raised in a town called Snowflake, Arizona. It's about 4 hours from Phoenix in a little mountain community named after, I believe, his great-grandfather. So imagine that. A snowflake was born in Snowflake.
Oh.
Jeff Flake is...
No.
He wants to challenge President Trump in 2020. Which goes to show you, you know, what he thinks of President Trump. He's always been a hardcore anti-Trumper. He wants to try to, you know, run against him as an independent, because I don't think he would run as a Republican. And that would be horrible because it would mess things up. So hopefully that's not going to be the case, but I wouldn't put it past him. And I'll tell you, he better vote for Kavanaugh, because if he doesn't, then, you know, he's just going to be the laughing stock. And he's already a laughing stock. I mean, he basically got duped by George Soros's thugs that went out and said that they were, you know, abused and this and that, and accosted him in the elevator. We found out that's not even the case. Those were professional activists that did that. And, you know, look, it's sad because Jeff Flake, when he ran for the Senate, he actually ran as a Tea Party conservative. And he had the background and the, you know, the voting record to prove that he was. And if you look at his voting record, he votes with President Trump probably clearly over 90% of the time. He's actually one of the more conservative senators in the Senate. However, with him supporting DACA, with him going to Cuba to visit the communists with Obama, and now to do a pause on Brett Kavanaugh, he's completely shot those conservative credentials all to hell. He's a runner now. He's an establishment figure, and I'm so thankful he is leaving the Senate.
Right. Well, I don't think enough of the people in Arizona are smart. Neither independent nor running as a GOP, he's not going to make it. He needs to find another career, and he needs to have a kind of get his mind straight as to what he is and where he's going. But people have to understand, socialism and globalism don't work. And people have to get that. Doesn't they understand the 20th century where he killed around 300 million people caused by social communism? And look at socialist countries. It kills their economies. Look at the economy of France and Italy. They're dead-o. They're dead-o because they tax people so much in business and so many regulations, they can't expand. I mean, this is what Trump's done. Trump's miracle is just to get rid of regulations in the first place, even before the tax bill was passed. He wants to do a tax bill, too, which will extend the time for the middle class, and to give further things like improve infrastructure, make sure we have rational immigration so industry and states have to have an immigration day, that by that date every year you have to have your numbers and you want to immigrate to a specific business, and then you have to have qualified people you can check background check on. You don't want people walking across the border. That's ridiculous. Or flying in here or overstaying their visas and staying for years. The number that I heard is up to 22.1 million illegals in the country. That's nuts. We want to make them
be way higher than that. I would put the number at north of 40 million. It's probably somewhere around 45 to 47 million.
I agree. I think the state of California has got over 40 million here alone, and a good chunk of them. In fact, the last 2 years, I've heard the statistics that more than 50% of the new driver's licenses were granted to illegals. And they use the illegal driver's license to walk into the voting booth here, and Barack Obama sanctioned it. That was fine. I saw the video. It's, oh, yeah, it's a sacred place. You can walk in with your California license, even if you're illegal, and vote in federal elections. You've got to be kidding. That by itself is actually recommending a criminal activity. Why is it Obama being sanctioned for that?
Exactly. I couldn't agree with you more. I think you're absolutely right. I mean, if you look at the fact that the popular vote was won by President Trump, not Hillary Clinton. Now, if you take off the 3.5 million illegal votes in New York and California and Chicago and elsewhere, President Trump absolutely trounced her. I mean, she only won 52 counties. He won over 3,000 counties. So this wasn't even a close election at all. But, you know, staying in the current times and in the midterms, what do you think they're doing? They're registering these illegals to vote for Democrats in California and other places.
Well, the Clinton Foundation, Bill Clinton, is still an operative. He's still involved with the Special Operations Division of the CIA. His wife, Hillary Clinton, has a lot of deep state connections to administrators, government workers who are still deep in the government. That's why she's not wearing orange. The Clinton Foundation and the deep state feel like they're fully in command, and they just have to wait out Trump and crush him and crush his administration so they, before the 2020 elections, so he'll never get a new candidate, Kavanaugh or anybody else in there. So, and I think, honestly, this winter, this December, Ruth Bader, I called her, changed her name to Gator, like an alligator, Ginsburg is going to probably quit. She's 93 and a half, and she's got health problems and doesn't show for all the meetings. It's my guess that Trump is going to make a third announcement before 2020 of a third Supreme Court.
The Senate, then, yeah, I think she would step down. I think she would.
Well, I think we're going to hold on. So I'm going to
93, 94 years old. She can't hold on any longer, and she's going to be like, "Look, guys, you know, sorry, I, you know, I can't live forever," and she'll
right.
step down. And when she does, then we'll have someone, you know, to the right of Kavanaugh to put in her place.
Yeah, exactly. And I would like to see a female judge, like Judge Jeanine Pirro. I'd like to see someone who's a female, conservative, constitutionalist attorney with lots of experience in all these areas that's going to actually return it to the constitutional balance of the separation of powers.
Yeah, look, I totally agree with you. I said that Jeanine Pirro would be great for the Supreme Court when he was still in the process of choosing his running mate. I came out and I supported her way back when. I
right.
actually interviewed her about a month ago on my show, and I said
right.
the same thing. I said, I'm not asking you, you know, your position here, but I'm just saying, you know, for the record, I think you'd make an excellent attorney general. And she just kind of snickered a little bit. She kind of laughed.
Well, yeah, honestly, when I listen to the woman, she's the top show on the weekend because she's brilliant. She's honest. She's got some human substance to her. She's compassionate. This is the absolute perfect type of person you want as the next nominee after Kavanaugh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say put her on the court or put her in the Department of Justice.
One or the other. And
one or the other.
Yeah, and you know what's going to happen, though? I think you're going to see the behavior of the Democrats get so much more extreme independence, and a lot of Dems are going to walk away. You know, I have a new thing called the walkaway movement?
Yeah, and I just hope and pray that these people that are walking away are also walking away to the Republican registration booths and, you know, re-registering as Republican. I think it's a great movement. I hope that it's getting as big and robust as I think it is. And one thing I will say, what this Kavanaugh confirmation hearing I think has done is it's awoken the apathetic and complacent Republican conservative base in America to say, whoa, look what these people are planning for us. My God, look at the depths that they will go to in order to stop someone from being a Supreme Court justice. We've got to get off our duff, get activated.
Exactly.
And get active
yeah.
and go out there and vote.
Yeah, in other words, a laissez-faire attitude is gone for our conservatives that put Trump in power. They better wake up and vote this midterm election to make sure he stays there and the Trump agenda continues.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
There's a couple of lessons to be learned here. Firstly, the only sacred institution both in Judaism and Christianity and any rational religion is the family. And the reason is because there's different characteristics about men and women that are completely different and very complementary. Men are inferior in terms of social awareness. It takes a man 30 years to catch up to a 5-year-old female girl. That's a fact. Whether they have a normal or high IQ, whatever, doesn't matter. Socially, women are way ahead of men until men get in their late 20s, early 30s. The second thing, men tend to have higher IQs. There's 7 times more people with geniuses over 170 men. Men tend to be, we call, protective. In other words, if you find a good man, you're never going to find as many protective women as you're going to find men that will never exceed their intellect with their emotions. which is why men are naturally leaders. They are the ones that cover the family and sort of protect it. And that's why when you put the good things about women, which are nurturing and it can multitask, because women can multitask about stuff that would overwhelm men. They can do that. They can do stuff. You know, they multitask really easily. That's why even small businesses, if you hire a woman to run small business and they're out doing this and that, they're probably going to succeed more than men. But when you talk about corporate leaders and so on, men are leaders. That's just the way it is. Men are the ones that are researchers. If you look at the Nobel Prizes and so on, the vast majority are men because men have the mental hardness to actually continue to pursue something with a lot of intellectual pain for decades to find the answer to things. So they're complementary. Now, the problem is women who are jilted or mentally ill, and this woman here, I can tell you from a distance, this woman, and I'm not going to say exactly how she's mentally ill, but this one, Blasey Ford, is a seriously injured and damaged and mentally ill woman. This is not normal. This is abnormal behavior, especially when you have only partial or fractured memories and you try to make an accusation in public like this. And don't say she wasn't trying to make it public. You don't go and talk to a lady who received a special award on the leftist and then goes to a local Democratic congressperson and then goes on to Dianne Feinstein. And she knew damn well this is going to eventually be a weaponized thing against Kavanaugh. And then she's lied and said she couldn't fly, and she's flown all over the world. She's more frequent flyer miles than you or me, Josh. So
exactly, and that's the thing. How can we take this woman credible when she literally lied under oath about having a fear of flying? I mean, first we heard that the hearing couldn't take place for another 3 or 4 days. Why? Well, because she was afraid to fly and she was going to be driving from California to Washington, D.C. Well, not only did we find out that she flew from California to Washington, D.C., but then we find out that she works for a company out in San Francisco that flies her all around the world. Not to mention vacations to Hawaii and friends.
Yeah, go surfing, yeah.
And, you know, St. Kitts and the Caribbean and all over the place, but yet she says that she's afraid to fly. Right then and there, we should throw the whole thing out because we know that she's full of it because she lied under oath. And why isn't she being held accountable for that?
Well, I can tell you the characteristics she demonstrates as a medical doctor are borderline personality and MPD, multiple personality syndrome, which means which Blasey Ford are you talking to? And, you know, honestly, this woman has inserted memories that are the classical. In fact, as medical evidence, you can't use hypnotic evidence in a court of law. Did you know that?
Right, I did know that, nor can you use a polygraph either.
You know, the reason why, when you look at the questions they asked her, is this piece of paper that you wrote up true or not? And they didn't even date the ink on the paint on the paper, and then she says things are inconsistent with her later testimony. There's four people in the room and then six and whatever, and then, no, that's not the right number. And yet she can. She says it was a stairwell and there was a bed to the right in the room. She doesn't know the building. She doesn't know the day or the month. She didn't even know the year until she cracked.
Discrepancy on when she put that stupid second door in that she lied about and said that it was, you know, for, you know, because she was afraid. Get out of here. She was doing an addition on her house. She needed a second entrance into her house. That's why she put the door, and she did it 3 or 4 years off the time mark that she said she did. So don't give me that crap, because it's not true.
Well, why did she put a second door? What was the story about that?
In her life, I don't believe, as many Republicans and conservatives say, that they always say, even Jeanine Pirro said that she believes that something happened to her. No, nothing ever happened to her in her entire life. She's never done anything. She's never had anything done to her. And if anything, she and her Holton Arms sexual culture were predatory against the boys at Georgetown Prep and other prep schools that were.
And they actually, in the yearbook, they even talked about older girls in their later years in the prep school were actually going after younger boys.
About them, how they liked them new and young and fresh for their vitality, for their relationship. So don't tell me that, you know, because he's talking about farting and drinking beer and skis in his high school yearbook, that hers should not be examined at all. Hers is the one that they talk about all-night benders. They talk about beer pong. They talk about passing out. They talk about male strippers. They talk about gold G-strings. People need to wake up and see the facts and the truth. Because the truth is that her and her friends at that disgusting Holton Arms all-girls school was nothing but a sorority of sexual predators.
Yeah, it's terrible, isn't it? It's actually destroying. By the way, if you're concerned about women, and I am, that a woman who's abused can come forward and to talk to a doctor or go to a hospital emergency and get a trauma kit or call 911 and get a record. This situation, which was done by the Senate and the Democrats and by Blasey Ford, who says she's pro-feminist, has damaged women's rights, has damaged women's process to actually protect themselves from repeat. And by the way, somebody who does something like this doesn't have a 70% recidivism rate. It's 100%. Yeah, I've seen situations like this. If a man is abusing women, they don't stop. Whether they're, you know, drugging them and doing other things, they don't stop from high school to university to their career life. No.
Right.
So there's no pattern here for Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh's approach to women was pristine. In fact, he had more assistants that were female than almost any other judge in the nation. So this, and they all look at him like, we look up like an older brother or a papa. I mean, this is an older brother that looks out for us and respects us legally in our opinions. He didn't disrespect them because they're female or try to do anything to them. There's no evidence of that at all.
Let me put a grave threat to any Democrat listening to your program. What comes around goes around. And I just hope and pray that when there is a Supreme Court justice opening, and I hope it's 30 years from now, not 2 years from now, and they get a chance to fill it, I hope the Republicans plant story after story after story of whoever that nominee is, that they raped somebody, they pillaged somebody, they murdered somebody, they assaulted somebody, they stabbed somebody. Whatever it is, who cares? I would open up the floodgates against any of them, because that's exactly what they did to Brett Kavanaugh. Brett Kavanaugh is a good man. He's a good Christian. He's got a great family. He's got an excellent reputation. He has passed 6 background check, soon to be a 7th background check. This is an absolutely perfectly upstanding citizen. And for him to be treated with the disdain and disgust that they showed for him in that Senate hearing, those people should be immediately censored by their state and taken out of the Senate, in my opinion.
Well, look at Blumenthal. James, he's a veterinary, Vietnam vet. He's a liar.
He looks like a vampire.
Look at Cory Booker, who actually has legal documents to show he did grope, and there were legal issues regarding it. Groped a teenager.
Yep.
This guy's an arrogant but poppy-eyed maniac. Then we look at Feinstein, who sat on this document. If she really thought it, they could have done it behind the scenes and had a proper investigation. And they would have set it aside and said, look, this doesn't have any legal merit, so that he couldn't even file. Why didn't she force the lady to say, look, if you really think there's an issue, file in the local constituency to get a legal thing going by the local police. All the FBI are going to do is what's called 302. Even Biden said in the late 1980s, all the FBI does is actually give an opinion based on 302s on what they found from looking at all the evidence. They're not going to make a conclusion, period. And the problem is, you see, the Senate's going to try to say, well, we didn't get a conclusion. Jeff Flakey Flake and these Democrats want to say that they like the trial. No, it's not a trial. Yeah, it is a trial. This is a trial in the public domain that's destroyed a man, and even if he gets nominated, they've still destroyed him. He still has to suffer with the rest of his life.
Here's the thing, though. I mean, when you think of Clarence Thomas, you think of one of the greatest conservative minds on the Supreme Court.
Exactly.
You think so much of, you know, potential rapist or Anita Hill. I mean, yeah, those are the stories that were connected way back when. But through everything else, through time, everything fades away.
I think it will. I think it'll fade faster.
Decision than anything else.
Yeah, they're still suffering, but I think it'll fade. I think by 2020, the next few years, when there's probably a female attorney general joining him, appointed by Trump even before the 2020 elections, which, by the way, now with Democratic behavior and a walkaway, I expect his majority of senators of Congress, people that support him, and support across the country is going to balloon. And you're going to see a tax relief.
Congressional ballot to even out in the next 7 to 10 days.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're right. Amazing discussion, Josh. I'll have it up there and weaponize on YouTube and
advertising.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEMACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com. That's NUTRIMedical.com or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.